You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle.
Hi, and welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, February.
Keep going.
9th.
February 9th. We almost stalled before we started.
I thought it wasn't January anymore.
I have a question. This is technically radio, so no one can tell, but what is with that lipstick?
I was cleaning out cupboards in the bathroom, and I came across a bunch of stuff. I was using it.
I don't know what to say.
You know what? And I normally would take lipstick right off, because it dries my lips out and drives me crazy, like, immediately, and this one isn't.
I
left it on.
I can't even look at you because I turn and look at you and all I see is these big red lips moving.
And it's really weird because I didn't put any other makeup on today, so all I'm wearing is bright red lipstick.
It is weird, and it's red, all right.
Well, it's called wine with everything, it should be more of a Bordeaux color.
It's not Hoochie Mama red, but it's...
Hoochie Mama red?
Yeah, or floozy red. Two-bit floozy red.
Okay.
If you play Red Dead Redemption.
What is it then?
I don't know. It's just a color that I'm not going to look at anymore. What is going on? What's happening? Everybody's sick. We're always sick. What is going on?
Well, I'm not really sick.
Oh, I thought you said you were. I've got a touch of the flu.
Yeah, I guess I'm not feeling 100%, but I don't feel horrible.
I got a touch of the flu. Connor and Emily both have bad colds, as you'll hear when I interview them in a little while. I think what it is it's been warm here, warm and then cold, and then warm and then cold a few times. And I think that coupled with post-holiday exhaustion, and I'm in new job exhaustion.
And Emily skied 2 days, and that exhausted her.
Yeah, Emily's never been skiing before.
No.
And so she's been twice, neither time with us, which is too bad.
But it is too bad.
But she...
Went with her school.
She's really enjoyed it.
She has. She's a converted skier, which is good, because you and I both like to ski. It's just that we've never gone.
She's a sudden ski enthusiast.
Sure. That's better. Yeah, so, well, we've got quite a bit to talk about because we didn't do a show last week.
Right.
Your fault.
Was it? What do you want to talk about?
Sure. I believe we talked some about the Golden Globe winners, but the Academy Award nominees have been announced.
Yeah, did you want to...
I think they've been somewhat...
It's been talked about around. Yeah. So, yeah, just some highlights from our perspective. As usual, we look at the list and go, haven't seen it. And that's pretty much a product of we never get out to theaters very often. And if we do, it's usually with the kids.
Yeah.
So we're picking something that is of interest to all four of us instead of just two.
Yeah.
And most Academy Award nominees are...
Not children appropriate.
Not necessarily. Or
except
even,
in the best animated film category.
Or even more than that, just not of interest to them in a lot of situations,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they're not interested in a movie about an old cowboy or a social networking site or...
I don't even see nominees for best.
That's a two-sided document, my friend.
Ah!
There you go.
There they are. Animated feature film, How to Train Your Dragon... The Illusionist, which I haven't even heard of.
And Toy Story 3.
And Toy Story 3.
I really hope How to Train Your Dragon wins.
That would be good. That's a good movie. Kids were watching that again today, actually.
Toy Story 3 was good. Also a nominee. But I think Pixar's had enough of awards for a little while. Let somebody else win.
And How to Train Your Dragon was definitely as good, if not better.
Than a Pixar film.
Yeah.
And speaking of animation.
We are. What animation?
Wow.
Yes. Well, we went to see Romeo and Juliet this last weekend. We got free opening day passes preview passes from a friend that Ken knows better than I do at a local...
Edmonton's Child magazine. Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Yeah. So we went to see... Well, first of all, Kent never did clarify with her which theater this movie was showing at, and assumed that it was downtown.
And the previews that the premieres that she has gotten us tickets for, one was at one theater in town and the other one was at a different one.
Right.
So I don't know why I assumed one over the other.
I don't know either.
And I looked back at her email and she said Scotiabank Theater in West Edmonton
she did?
Mall. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm just
I didn't even see that.
So we got up early, we rushed, drove downtown, thought, hey, we're in great shape, parked in the parkade, walked into the shopping center downtown, went up to the theater. All the gates are closed, the security gates. So I
and
thought,
no
well,
one around.
Well, you know, it's still a couple minutes before 9:30 when we're supposed to meet. And then I suddenly went, supposed to meet her by the arcade. There's no one here. Oh, no, there's an arcade by the other theater in West Edmonton Mall. We're at the wrong theater.
Yeah.
So
and you
here
didn't
I am
have
apologizing.
Her yeah, phone
I didn't.
Number
she,
or her
she
email
me,
address.
Yeah, she gave me her cell number, and I foolishly thought, oh, I won't need that, so I didn't worry about it.
But we made it. Long story short,
yes.
We drove all the way to the other theater, got our passes, got our popcorn. No, we didn't.
No.
But then we got in our seats, and we actually did catch the movie.
Just in time.
And I think we all really enjoyed it.
We did.
The music was surprising. I wasn't expecting all of it to be Elton John,
yeah.
But it pretty much was.
And so, you know, as we're talking about it, it doesn't actually come out until Friday. So,
yes.
So
we better not give too much away.
Yeah, we won't give too much away. But just the title, Romeo and Juliet, it does follow Shakespeare's play to some extent.
Yes.
There are character names you'll recognize if you know the play. The plot is going to be familiar to you. Even if you haven't read the whole Shakespeare play or seen it performed, Romeo and Juliet is a familiar story to most people and
yeah.
has been redone and
you've
and
probably
adapted
seen
and,
some version of it somewhere, sometime.
Yeah.
Even if you've seen West Side Story, that's another version of it. So.
Yeah, so it's a boy and a girl fall in love. They're from two families who are mortal enemies and have been enemies as far back as anyone can remember.
Now just picture garden gnomes.
Yeah, garden gnomes, which, yeah.
And it's just funny just saying that.
Yeah,
so.
Well, and there were lines. Romeo, who is obviously one of the main characters, he's talking to his mother, and his father died a long time ago, and she's talking about him fondly, and then she says, may he rest in pieces, which I thought was lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's very British. The only two human characters in it are both British, and
yes. You don't see much of them.
They don't really say that. It doesn't ever say where it takes place, but it could certainly be in London somewhere. Or
mm-hmm.
And so it's produced by Starz Animation, and Starz, in case there are family listening who know VeggieTales. Starz Animation also does the animation for the VeggieTales cartoons.
Ah.
So there you go. And it was released, what I found very interesting when the film started, is it was released under Disney's Touchstone banner, which is weird because the whole reason Touchstone was created, if people don't know this, was so that Disney could release more, not adult-themed, but not so kid-oriented films. So they had kind of a banner to release movies that, rather than release them under the Walt Disney Pictures brand, when they maybe weren't perceived as children's films, they had some flexibility. So, and it's the first G-rated film released under the Touchstone banner since Nightmare Before Christmas, and that is quite some time ago. So
I wonder why they decided to do it that way.
I don't know.
But they did.
Apparently we have email. So do you want to talk a bit more about it?
Well, I think we've
covered it.
We don't want to say too much.
Great cast. James McAvoy, who of course is in Chronicles of Narnia and Wanted and several other films. Emily Blunt. And Emily actually recognized who that was.
Well, I think because she saw the name on the credits, actually.
Right. Jason Statham is in it. Maggie Smith for Hogwarts and Harry Potter fans. Michael Caine. Patrick Stewart. Who else? Jim Cummings. Ozzy Osbourne plays a character. Dolly Parton plays a character. Hulk Hogan does a voiceover on a commercial, which, I laughed so hard at that part.
You did.
It was very, very good. And I thought it's, man, that sounds like Hulk Hogan. Well, it actually was. I thought it was just a voiceover guy, but there you have it.
So, yeah, if you have kids of any age, if you don't have kids of any age, go and see this movie.
Wow, that's a...
There you go.
There's an endorsement. if you don't have kids, if you don't like kids, if you don't like the smell of children at all or their sticky little hands... So hello to Rajan Kote and Spencer Snowling and who else? Walt Tanner, all of our couch friends and loyal listeners who keeps every so often say, wow, it must be over 3 years you've been doing the show by now. And yes, it has been.
Yes.
So it's fun.
And Rajan, how do you say it?
Rajan.
He wanted to wish you a bon anniversaire. Anniversaire? Anyway.
Sorry, Rachel.
So this was, this email is a little bit old. It was
around my birthday. Yeah. So
sorry we didn't mention it sooner.
Yes. So thank you, Rajan.
Don't be too hard on me. He likes me.
Yeah, I know. He likes you even though you butcher his native tongue.
I think he forgives me.
Yeah, maybe. I think I forgive you too.
Oh, good.
For now. So there's a little thing last weekend, maybe you heard about it, a little thing called the Super Bowl. I never watched the Super Bowl, but I'm always interested in what the great commercials were or the great movie trailers were. Quite a list of trailers on associated with the Super Bowl. What did I hear? A 30-second commercial. Is $1 million a minute or something like that? Or no?
I heard $2 million for a slot, but I...
Yeah, so that's insane.
Yeah.
So between commercials and trailers. So no wonder the trailers are shorter than the average trailer because they're in, they're out.
Yeah.
And they're, they're just capitalizing on a huge audience and kind of getting the word and some more of the buzz going about their film.
Yeah.
First actual full trailer for Captain America, the First Avenger, looks good.
Yeah.
I need to go back and look at it again because I don't know if you noticed, but before they give him, Steve Rogers, the super soldier serum, he's very skinny.
Yes.
And so they must have CG'd the crap out of Chris Evans because he, the way he looks so buff in that movie is the way he actually trained to get that body going.
Yeah, there's
going.
Quite a difference.
Yeah. Considerably. Transformers Dark of the Moon looks okay.
Yep.
I think I'm hopeful for it because I think Transformers 2 took such a beating and was such a terrible film. Hopefully there's nowhere to go but up.
That would be good.
And no Megan Fox. I know junior high boys around the world are mourning that, but I really couldn't care less. I really couldn't. So
me either.
New trailer for Cowboys and Aliens, a little bit more aliens to be seen. Talking about is a spring-summer season of lots of aliens,
yep.
Some animation, a lot of sequels, robots,
superheroes.
Vampires, superheroes, animated creatures.
Yep.
That is your summer.
And pirates.
And pirates. And fast cars. And Vin Diesel. And Dwayne Johnson with his head shaved and a beard. Ooh, that's creepy. new trailer for Thor, which looks like it's going to totally kick butt. I love Kenneth Branagh as an actor, director. He's just a creative genius. So I'm looking forward to seeing him.
And Natalie Portman. She's getting some pretty crazy screen time these days.
She is.
Yeah.
Crazy screen time.
Yeah. She's just in a lot of movies lately.
See, I'm stuffed up again. It's stupid. I'm allergic to view
it's
from
my
the
lipstick.
Couch. It probably is. Oh, yeah. I think I've got a perpetual, I don't know, allergies or something. Maybe I'm just allergic to air.
You just got to give that nose irrigator a try. And
a neti pot. Yuck. Battle Los Angeles. You know, I have a question. Why is it that if aliens are going to attack our planet, they choose a major American city, and it's quite often in California?
I was thinking the exact same thing. They're taking over the world, but the movie's called Battle Los Angeles.
I don't know. Unless they have some regional anger, and they're just taking it out specifically on the state of California.
Maybe it's the sheer volume of silicone that calls to them from space.
Wow. Are you talking about, like, injected lips and...
and implants.
Parts?
And, yeah.
Crazy.
You know, maybe.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Let's have a fourth movie, I guess, hey?
I just love Jack Sparrow. I could watch him all day long.
Yeah, I know you could.
He's very funny.
I'm in counseling for that. yeah, I don't know. And I've read some interviews with Johnny Depp, and he's kind of said, as long as there's a good story and as long as, you know, he's down with it. So.
Yay for him. No, seriously.
Yay like, for him.
Because, you know, like, we were talking about Megan Fox and Transformers, and I said, I noticed she wasn't in the trailer, and I said to you, no Megan Fox. And you said, I think she wanted too much money.
Yeah.
She couldn't even do two movies without asking for too much money.
Yeah.
He's in four.
Yeah. Well,
see, that just goes to show the caliber of person. It's not about the money all the time. It's about...
it's about the product. It's about making people happy.
Well, you know, and it just creates a better flow if you can keep the same... That was the problem with the stupid Batman movies, too. Every movie had a different Batman in it because everybody's asking for too much money. I think that says a lot about Johnny Depp's character, personally.
It does. It does. That was good.
Thank you. I had a little rant there.
That's good.
No, oh, and what was that movie with... because you have to do your... Adam Sandler voice.
Michelle thinks I do a good Adam Sandler, and
it's not Adam Sandler. It's Adam Sandler being silly.
Oh. Happy Hanukkah. See, I can't, no.
No, talk like you're talking to Connor. This voice evolved because
when Connor gets really upset and pouty, I put this voice on. I don't think it sounds like Adam Sandler being
just
silly.
Just do it like you would do it to Connor.
I'm so frustrated because I can't fix my shoes. Yeah, and so it makes him annoyed for a second, and then he starts to laugh. So that's
unless he's in a really bad mood, and then it makes him cry.
He scowls. He scowls, and he says, "I don't like it when you make fun of me."
And then he cries.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making light of your behavior. I don't know.
But it does. That voice totally reminds me of Adam Sandler being... goofy.
Funny.
It's his goofy voice.
Funny.
And you do it very well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. I just had to throw... our audience needed to hear that.
Okay.
They had to experience it.
The Connor...
so that they could all agree with me.
Super 8. Steven Spielberg, J.J. Abrams, need I say more? I like the teaser trailer better than the full Super Bowl trailer. But I don't... yeah, I don't get it. I read somebody made the comment that the full trailer for Super 8 has a real Amblin Entertainment kind of feel to it, like an 80s.
I got that even
80s
from
Spielberg kind of movie,
mm-hmm, for sure.
Which is cool to go back to that.
Yeah,
Drive Angry is a 3D movie with Nicolas Cage driving a fast car. Looks dumb.
Speaking
of Johnny Depp, Rango. He is
a lizard?
A gecko?
Mm-hmm.
With the independently moving eyes. Animated film.
Yeah.
Looks like it's set in Mexico. Who knows? Could be okay.
It could be.
Priest, vampires, the future. A holy order that destroys vampires. And a rebellious priest who discovers that they aren't gone and must seek them out. Looks okay.
Yep.
Looks okay. I would see that. Rio, another animated film with a parrot. And other birds. Not interested in that at all, I gotta say.
Not too much, no.
No. What was Limitless? I can't remember now.
Oh, Limitless was the one with... it's not Edward Norton, is it? No.
No. It's our friend from A-Team and...
oh, yeah, yeah.
Alias.
Right.
And can't remember his name. Anyway,
gets a pill that he can take that makes him all crazy smart.
The premise is... we only use 8% of our brain or 10% or whatever.
Which is actually not true.
What if you could take this and use all of your brain? So he's super, super rich and smart and popular and whatever.
And then he starts having problems, of course.
I guess.
Because nothing is ever perfect.
Fast 5, Fast and the Furious 5. Need I say more? Vin Diesel's back. Yeah. Paul, what is his name? Paul Walker is back.
Mm.
And that's the one with Dwayne Johnson with his head shaved and a beard, and he looks like he's a bounty hunter. Weird.
Yeah.
There's a Justin Bieber film coming out that is 3D.
It is.
I'm so not going to that.
I may have to say Hop, Emily.
Which we actually had the trailer, the teaser trailer for Hop on our website, viewfromthecouch.com. Scroll down a bit and you can probably find it. It's an Easter, very cute little bunny playing the drums to Song 2 by Blur. Very good.
Right, yes. But that's all we know about that.
Yeah, so that is that's the Super Bowl trailer. So there's some good stuff out there.
I'll say, you know, one thing just quickly about Super 8 and about,
that other one with the people.
Now you closed it, so I can't remember. They're not giving much away.
No.
You know, not like some trailers where you see the thing and you're like, okay, now I don't need to see the movie.
Well, that's, I think I've said this before over the years, but that's where, that's always been Roger Ebert's big beef, is that a long time ago, trailers didn't really say much at all. And now if it's for a comedy, you'll see most of the funny moments.
Yeah, and then what's the point of going to the movie?
Yeah, it's just silly.
So Super 8 is really not giving much away. Oh, and Cowboys versus Aliens, really not giving, like, zero away. You can't hardly tell. I mean, you know there's cowboys and there's aliens.
So if you've read the graphic novel, that's you'd probably know more than the trailer.
Yeah.
But I haven't, neither of us have read that, so.
No. So just something I noticed that, you know, somebody's getting it right at least.
We're also in that weird time of year, speaking of weird times of year, when TV seems to go, okay, I got a new episode. There's a couple old ones. I got a new episode for you. So you just kind of lose track of when whatever is back in the new year. You know, you'll get a couple of shows. It's almost like they're in the home stretch to summer. I'm getting so stuffed up.
You are.
The home stretch to summer and, and just are kind of feeding us one or two here or there just so they don't run out. Run out of their 22 allotted episodes or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. I noticed something else the other day. I was looking on our bookshelf and I came across the Star Trek book by William Shatner, and we sort of dropped the whole Star Trek.
We did. Thing. We dropped Star Trek. We dropped the Disney Vault. We dropped,
Well, we've revisited that a little bit, but yeah. Oh, and you know, the other thing I was thinking, I had another thought about Tradio, or not Tradio. Now I'm jumping into another totally different thing. No. FlickSwap.
Yes.
You know what I think FlickSwap should become for us?
What should it become?
Movies that we want the kids to see.
Okay.
And or it a movies family, they've seen that they want us to see.
Becomes a family thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And an ordinary family. That's another thing we have to catch up
on. Yeah, I don't know if we ever talked about that.
We need to start writing all this stuff down so that we can kind of keep track of it better.
Remember to remember.
Yes. I'm surprised people don't call in and complain.
Well,
it's like, what are you people doing? Do you have no plan?
First of all, they have no phone number to call us, right? But you could email us at thecouch@dvdverdict.com.
Give us some heck. Keep us on our toes. Nobody's holding us accountable here, and we're drifting aimlessly.
We're right.
It's your fault.
Well, you know,
not yours, theirs.
Shall I go back to the point where I used to have everything structured and you hated that and actually threatened to quit on me a few times? And now the pendulum has swung back the opposite direction.
Well, yeah, it was, you know what it was? It was the volume of entertainment news we were doing. And it was all stuff that I hated talking about.
No, it was more than that.
It was partly that.
Yeah.
A big part of it was that.
Partly that and more.
I don't know. I'm not saying that we have... I don't mean the show needs to be structured. I mean, we need to follow through with the themes that we've set up. And either draw them to a conclusion and say, okay, we're done that, it's over. Or keep it moving.
I like it better when stuff just comes up whenever.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, that works sometimes, too.
I used to be structured, and you messed me up, so now I'm as unstructured as the wind, my friend. Speaking of the wind and passing thereof, everybody have a great week. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you enjoy the...
It's the winds of change.
It's the winds of change. Ooh, anybody holler down a groundhog's hole at all lately? We woke up on Groundhog Day, and the morning DJ that Michelle listens to when her alarm goes off said, a bunch of Punxsutawney Phil and a bunch of the other groundhogs in the U.S. had not seen their shadows, so no problem.
And Canadian ones.
Okay. But there's a place in Alberta called Balzac, B-L-Z-A-C.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a groundhog there called Balzac Billy, and he was still asleep.
Yes.
So as I was walking out of the bedroom door to go downstairs and leave for work, I said, someone needs to go to that groundhog and holler down his hole. And I knew what I was saying. I knew there was an unfortunate double entendre there, and I just didn't care. And Michelle couldn't stop laughing, so that's how her day started.
Yeah, it was funny. It was early in the morning, and it struck me.
So go out. If you haven't heard, if your local groundhog has seen his shadow, go out and holler down someone's hole and give them a happy spring. Give them an early spring.
That would be good.
So have a great week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, as always, and we will be here same time next week. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.